Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wisconsin's Morning Trivia Contest. The Brain Strain. Classic Hits 94.9 WOLX.
You can answer these questions daily at this number. 664-1949. Call and you'll win tickets with your correct answer this morning to Purple Veins Friday Night. Majestic Theater. Can't wait to go to that show, Terry. Here's your question this morning on the Brain Strain. Okay, you're about to have dinner, okay, Terry?
Okay.
You're about to have dinner, all right? But it's no ordinary dinner. It's your last meal.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
Wow.
All right, I'll try to be all serious about it.
I think I'd have seconds or thirds. The question this morning on the Brain Strain, approximately one-third of people say they would choose this for their last meal. What do you think
people
it is?
People actually answered this question.
Yes.
Okay.
Approximately one-third of people say they would choose this for their last meal. So tell us what you think it is. Call us now, and good luck here with the Brain Strain at WOLX.
I would say it would be either some steak or seafood from Delaney Steakhouse. Hey, Jim?
That is not right. That is not right.
Jim is loving it, though.
But I do love that answer, though, because, yeah, that would be my pick for my last meal.
Oh, man. Funny.
Steak or seafood.
Don't forget the mushrooms.
Don't forget the mushrooms.
And the bucket of mushrooms.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. There you go. There's my last meal. But not steak or seafood at Delaney's. But thank you very much for that answer this morning.
Oh, dear.
Here at WOLX at 664-1949 to talk to Terry and Jim. We're glad you called. How you doing?
Doing good.
Great.
So approximately one-third of people say they would choose this as their last meal.
I'm thinking it's pizza, because if you burn your mouth, you don't care if you die or not.
Because you're going to die. No, sir, pizza's not it. That's not it. But thanks for your
thank
call.
You.
We really appreciate your call.
Wow. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh. Hello there.
Hi.
On the Brain Strain, we're asking you, one-third of people say they would choose this as their last meal. No.
No, you want to try again?
Fried chicken.
That's it. There it is. You
get
got
out.
It. Your second try. Fried chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
Finger looking good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, finger looking for the last time. Yeah, fried chicken is it.
Oh, my gosh.
That is it. Fried chicken is
it. How did you think of fried chicken so quick?
I thought it was funny.
Goofy, isn't it? What a goofy question.
When you said it, I thought it was funny, too. And then when Jim's like, that's right.
Fried chicken is it.
That's what
a third of people say that would be their last meal. If they could choose something for and we hope that's not coming anytime soon.
Well, no. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Well, guess what? You're going to Purple Veins Friday night.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my it's going to be an amazing show.
Wow. I'm so excited.
Yay! Oh, we're excited for you. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Debbie Hilgemeyer, and I'm calling from Lake Delton.
Way to go, Debbie. Fried chicken, Jimmy.
Yep, fried chicken's what people would pick. A third of people would pick that as their last meal.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing wow. so hard, but
I guess, you know, guys, if it's like your last meal, you don't care about the calories or the cholesterol. You're like,
last
meal.
Right?
Have a whole bucket full.
I was just going to say, and you're not going to stop at just a couple pieces, are you?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Isn't that funny?
Wow.
That is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.